about is going to be $2,374,000,000, or 54% of the budget, of the core operating budget. The unrestricted piece is going to be $2,021,000,000. There's going to be 46% of the budget. The payments on behalf piece is this other piece that's over $1 billion, $1,020,000,000. So for the total budget you'll find in that orange book is $5,416,000,000 in that book. To take a look at the pieces, where it comes from, as I stated, for the unrestricted piece, the state, as I said, the $667 million is going to be the appropriation. Tuition, with that increase that we talked about, we have now crossed the $1 billion mark with regard to tuition, what we call our income fund. Institutional funds, $341 million. Again, this is the indirect cost recoveries, the royalties, and administrative allowances. So again, all of those go over here to pay for this side of the equation, which basically are the expenses. Obviously, the biggest driver on the expense side is personal services, is salaries. If you look at some of these others, they're fairly self-explanatory. If you look at this all other category, $182 million, one of the biggest pieces is financial aid. It's basically the biggest piece in that other category of the breakouts. If you go over to the restricted side again for the revenues, auxiliaries, $631 million for auxiliaries is the budget, up 2% from 2012. The hospital, as I said, $754 million is a combination of the hospital and the MSP, the medical service plan. AFMA, this is the charge we have to the for deferred maintenance that is a fee to the students. It's strictly dedicated over to deferred maintenance. So you'll find the same number over here as far as expenses, you know, that are dedicated to deferred maintenance. Gifts and endowment, $140 million. This is actually going to be down about $10 million from the prior year. One of the reasons that it's down is because the foundation, from their portfolio, they basically advanced to the university for support for the university. It's a formulaic basis, and it's a weighted average, a percentage of a weighted average of the market value of the portfolio over there. And as everybody knows, I mean, the portfolios are down, and we've basically lost most of our good years. So we basically have a reduced weighted average for that portfolio. So that's why that's happening. And the last big piece, of course, is grants and contracts, up to $814 million. So as I talked about, if you look over here at the expenditure side, again, for the restricted side, again, salaries is the biggest piece to it. If you look at some of these big pieces, services, materials, supplies, equipment, a lot of this is really coming, you think about what this supports. At the hospital, I mean, pharmaceuticals, an incredible expense, you know, associated with that. All the medical equipment, all the things that support the hospital, and particularly in materials and supplies and services. You think about auxiliaries, the food services. This is food services and housing. All of that basically are the expenses that are contained in there. If you look at the all other categories, everything from student benefits for down to transportation, the bus services that you see are basically the expenses that's in there that are associated with that. So those are the categories that basically the expense associated with this budget. I wanted to take a second because, again, drilling down for the biggest piece, this is payments on behalf. Again, this is an actual number last year, $818 million. The budget number is now is $1,021,000,000. The big reason for this in this big jump, if you take a look, this turquoise piece, this is the retirement piece, the pension piece. And what's happening here, this big increase, is there was a deal made in the state legislature in 1995 to ramp up to 90% funded for the state pension funds, including SERS, to ramp up to 90% funded in 30 years. And that happened about 15, 16 years ago. And the ramp up, basically, of this unfunded liability and the amortization, it was a rather narrow or shallow up through for the first 15 years, and then there's a tremendous ramp up starting in 2010. And what you can see here is basically that's what's happening. That's what is basically that amortization. If you take a look at what's the normal cost piece to this thing, it would be around $180 million, basically fairly, you know, stabilized, you know, that we're looking at. But the big piece of the ramp up of this pension is coming from this deal that was made to amortize and, you know, pay for. And that's what we're going into when the state needs to pay $5.1 billion to pensions for fiscal year 13, and add to that another $1.5 billion for